19 voor 8 op woensdagochtend, jy weet wat voor de tijd is, recht? For Good Morning Angels this morning, we're going to Four Ways in Johannesburg. We're talking about the Witkoppen Clinic and one of our guests, Sipho Mahlangu, doing amazing work there. We know and understand how amazing and important the work is that they do in a community. Morning, and thanks for joining us.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you, and thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for hosting me.
Witkoppen Clinic, what are we talking here? What do they do there?
Okay, so Witkoppen Clinic is a 75-year-old non-profit organization, and Witkoppen Clinic was started by a couple of nurses years ago, and since then we've actually, you know, expanded our services, and we basically, you know, use a holistic approach to healthcare. So we offer a range of services, you know, not just healthcare, but we have a mobile clinic on site, we have social services. You know, our social services include Orphans and Vulnerable Children program, which supports over 606 children.
Wow.
We have a food parcel program, which supports 320 families from different communities, which include Deep Sloot, Lion Park, and Msawawa. And then we recently were a vaccination site. So we started on the 23rd of June, and from 23rd of June till the 15th of October, we vaccinated about 42,000 people.
Sure. How did you get involved?
I started last year. I was unemployed. I stay in Deep Sloot. And I heard, you know, people in the community talking about a Yes for Youth program at Witkoppen Clinic.
Okay.
So I went to the community liaison officer there, gave her my CV, and then she called me for an interview, did well in the interview, and then yeah, that's how I started in the clinic.
I think that's quite significant, though, because you really have empathy. You know what it's about.
No, definitely.
And now I believe that that was a good call getting you on board, because you're a go-getter. What are you doing there? Tell me about the garden.
So basically, the need for food, you know, has been great, especially since COVID started.
Sure.
So we have 4 vegetable gardens. There's one on-site in the clinic, there's one in Deep Sloot, there's one in Lion Park, and then there's one in Msawawa. So those are our orphans and vulnerable children sites, which are also part of the clinic. So the reason why the vegetable garden started was basically, you know, in the communities to say that if someone doesn't have something to eat or they just have pap, then they can just come in and just ask for, you know, spinach or whatever's available. And then we'd say, okay, no problem, you could, you know, have some.
Because malnutrition is a massive thing. It's a massive problem. I think that's where the dietitian, you called her, could come in at Almarie.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm well, yourself?
Very well, thank you. Nutrition is all important. As you said there, cannot live on pap
alone. Yeah. No, nutrition is my passion. And I moved from being a dietitian in private practice to Witkoppen just because it's so rewarding. You really, really help people that has nothing and is malnourished, eating nothing for days, you know, and it includes many, 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 many different kinds of diagnosis, diabetics, TB patients, babies, vulnerable babies, vulnerable HIV children. Remember, we are HIV TB clinic. So we our main focus is there. So, yeah, but there's also the fact that people do not have food.
How bad does it get? Do people know how bad it gets?
We have a couple of stories, you know, where people actually tried to commit suicide because things were so bad and there was literally nothing to eat at all.
Sure.
So it gets really bad.
For days?
Yes.
For weeks.
For weeks?
Yes.
That is horrible, and that is why the work that you do at the clinic is so important, and with your vegetable garden project it's all important. So two things this morning. Number one, I would like to encourage everybody in that area and beyond to get involved, to reach out to you and to see and to say to you, how can we get involved? How can we help you? And number two, I would like from our side just to give you 20,000 rand specifically for seedlings and equipment and needs so that your garden can flourish.
Wow. Whoa.
To get the ball rolling.
Wow.
Because 20,000 rand is a good start But it's going to take a lot more. I know that.
Thank you so much.
We back you all the way. All the best. Thanks for visiting.
Thank you.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.